the challenges you guys have had this year, moving, mixing, and matching. Derek Newton's played everywhere but center.
Yeah. first of all, real proud of how they've all adjusted. It's a unique situation, something I've never had to deal with before, really, but had a bunch of injuries, and we've had to move and manipulate to try to, you know, try to get the best five out there we can on a weekly basis, and unfortunately, it's been every week.
Guys said that they're proud of the way they protected Brian, but they really wish they'd run blocked better. What do you see from both those areas in the first half?
Well, I think they go out there, and when you moving pieces around, there's that gelling factor, and then, you know, so that's the part I'm proud of. They've really tried to learn the system and work hard to really defend them. And, you know, as far as the run game goes, that's just one more element of, you know, everybody trying to get together on the same page. And, you know, starting with myself, you know, everyone's got to do a better job in that area. And that's what we're assessing now and trying to get the best schemes, fits.
Is it more that kind of chemistry between the different linemen? Does that become more important in run blocking than in pass blocking?
I really think it's both, but you know, just even when I played, it's important to try to have five guys doing the same thing, and then, you know, it's like a choreographed you know, ballet, to be honest with you, you know, but more physical, obviously. But but that's the unique thing, and I guess that's what I'm the way they've approached it week to week, and guys plugging in and going this and moving that. If someone goes down, I got to do this. And so, you know, that's been tough, but they work hard, and I'm proud of that.
Does that speak to their intelligence?
Yeah, you know, in order to move multiple positions, and again, like, you know, clear, this is my first run with this situation in all the times I've ever played or coached. But the fact that they can is, you know, a lot of them are in the second year in the system, so they've known a little bit more, so to transfer over. And then, you know, it's the ability to change your technique from one side to the other, so... It's been knock on wood, you know, the fact that Ben Jones has been kind of the constant. That always helps to have the center.
They've referred to you, the fact that you played the position, it really helps a great deal. Can you talk about that?
Well,
O-line.
Yeah. I think that, you know, just I can, I guess, relate to some of the situations and some of my experiences and how you feel, and it's a 16-game grind, you know, it's a long season, and how you start and how you finish, I mean, it's a long way, and we have a lot of improvement to do, and that's what they're working for, and I just think I can help them from my experiences on that grind.
Do you bring up those, you know, stories that can help them understand that you know what they're going through?
Yeah, sometimes they find me for talking too much about, but yeah, if it's pertinent, you know, I mean, I did play in a different era, if you will. I think these guys are much bigger and stronger and faster than I was. I know that, yeah, just I think. The mental aspect of it is the one thing I try to lean on with these guys. And then obviously technique, and then certain things that come up and things that look on the defense. And they study hard, and they pick up on it. So, like I said, I'm proud of how they're working hard.
How would you describe your coaching style, kind of the way you try to relate to the guys? They were saying that that you have a sense of humor, but you know when to kind of be serious when you have to be serious too.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a point. I believe in working hard. I think there's a time to let them be kids. It is a kids' game, even though they're men. And obviously, there's definitely a time to, you got to go out there and strap them on and be a tough guy. So I think you can be a good guy and a tough guy and a smart guy and be an NFL player. And that's kind of what I'm part of.
How's Xavier Suofilo coming along? He dealt with some injury early. Mm-hmm. Now he's a little bit healthy. How would you grade how he's going?
Yeah, I'm liking his progress. And, you know, the injury definitely put him behind. But I think he's progressing nicely. And, you know, he's going to have his opportunity soon.
Has O'Day injected some toughness? It seems like that's what he's all about.
He's a tough guy. And, you know, I'm proud of the fact that he came in a short time and tried to catch up to speed. And so, you know, I think he fits in the room nicely with the rest of the guys as far as being a professional. And, you know, like anything else, you know, the tough aspect of it is a good thing.
Derek's played everything but center, so he's been your left, your right tackle,
right.
Both guards.
Yeah, that's a thing he should be proud of for sure. That's a tough thing to do. I mean, your tackles obviously block the best, rushers that the defensive has. You know, Cincinnati come up, those guys, right? But then you move them inside, injuries, whatever else. I'm saying, hey, Newt, you know, we're going to put you against their best Sioux or whatever. Like, so, you know, most defenses, they're three techniques and their ends and, you know, all that. I mean, everyone's got good players. But, you know, we were really trying to match him up in these circumstances against their best player.
You faced some good ones already, but
you
got the Jets coming down the pike, the Bengals. There's a bunch of good defensive line. Even though you've had some successes, it's going to have to be even better, right?
No question. I mean, we have to improve in all areas. And like you said, you know, every front you see in this league, they're really good players. So the system has to work for us. We have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. And that's never going to end, you know, 16 weeks here and then. You know, beyond. I mean, that's just how it is. Up front, you're one play you're good, one play you're bad. I mean, you know, that's the life you live in.
You mentioned Ben just a moment ago. What sort of communicator is he?
very good. He's got a crazy southern accent, though, that I can't quite understand. But very intelligent, and he's able to put a lot of guys, starting with the quarterback in our system, obviously, and then he's able to communicate with everybody to get everyone on the same page. And that's why in this time that we've had, his ability to do that has helped us to get through it and try to, you know, get better because he communicates, okay, this guy's new, I better do this. And so he's, you know, proud of him.